Good evening, thank you. My name is Bob Clegg. I'm a businessman, a former senator, and I'm here tonight speaking on behalf of the Small Business and Small Industry Association of New Hampshire. One of our biggest issues facing small businesses is the cost of electricity. New Hampshire pays on the average 50% more for electricity than other regions of the country, mainly due to our lack of an adequate supply. This is a make or break issue for my members, many of whom are the mom and pop operations that still drive a big piece of the New Hampshire economy. When I look at projects like Northern Pass offering clean hydropower from Canada, with most of it constructed underground or in existing right-of-ways and driving down energy costs for consumers and businesses, to me it's a no-brainer. New Hampshire should be doing everything it can to move the project forward. As I look around the room and as I've looked at other places that I've testified, I see the loudest opponents of the project are groups like New England Power Generators, the Appalachian Mountain Club, the Forest Society, groups that seem to make the most noise but certainly don't represent my interests, the interests of my members, or the majority of the New Hampshire people who support this project. The power generators have an interest in providing power at the highest price possible, because that's what their supporters and their company is expected to do. Groups like AMC and the Forest Society, which neither provide many jobs where I come from in the southern tier, still consider that under no circumstances should this project go through unless its lines are buried because of the views. I'd like to remind everybody that the North Country valiantly fought that the views were worth anything. In the statewide property tax, they demanded that they not be included in the assessment because they had no real value. So today to listen that it suddenly their view has a value is surprising to me, and maybe it's time that we revalued them for the statewide property tax. We all know that burial of the lines is meant to do nothing more than stop the project. It's not economically feasible, and it'll shut it down. But I can tell you, if we don't provide more power, then we won't have any more jobs. I also am a partner in a business that provides an awful lot of commercial and industrial space. When we lost Seabrook Nuclear Power Plant in 1999, we lost a lot of companies that were going to move in. Right now, we're starting to lose businesses who provide jobs because they can no longer afford the cost of electricity. If we don't allow the hydropower to come in and we continue to make gas the major source, we will soon be a state with no jobs, not even the service industry jobs. Thank you very much.